This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. In his first comments since the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman called the killing a heinous crime that cannot be justified. Speaking at an investment conference in Riyadh Wednesday, the Crown Prince referred to it as a painful accident. He said the kingdom is undertaking all legal measures to investigate and is cooperating with Turkey to punish those responsible. He vowed that justice would prevail. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, President Donald Trump said the Crown Prince, de facto Saudi ruler, bears ultimate responsibility for the operation that led to Khashoggi's death October 2nd. The Crown Prince has denied any knowledge of the murder. Dozens of officials and business executives boycotted the conference in Riyadh in protest. But some investors are focused on the long-term relationship, including Christos Marafatsos, president of the U.S.-based Blue Sky Capital.
Our relationship with the United States and Saudi Arabia goes back decades. We have strategic interests, we have economic interests, and we're complete allies. It's a testament to the United States that that doesn't tarnish overnight. And it's a testament to our president that shows his judgment and understands the value of a partnership and what an ally means.
Several Western countries have questioned the changing Saudi account of how Khashoggi died. Turkey said its investigation showed he was tortured, murdered, and his body dismembered. Klan violence has reportedly taken dozens of lives over the past 2 days in the breakaway Horn of Africa region of Somaliland. Fighting erupted there Tuesday and spilled over into Wednesday. The violence centers around the area of Dumay, controlled by Somaliland, but claimed by Puntland. The Puntland Interior Minister is quoted as saying the clan militia are armed with heavy weapons and appealed for a ceasefire and peace talks. This is VOA News. A day after talks with U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton, Russia's President Vladimir Putin said his country would be forced to target any European country that agrees to host U.S. nuclear missiles. Bolton informed the Russian leader of the U.S. intention to pull out of the 1987 Intermediate Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty over Russian violations, a charge the Kremlin denies.
Mr.
Putin said he hoped to discuss the matter on the sidelines of the next month's centennial observance of the end of World War I in Paris with President Donald Trump. Japanese freelance journalist Junpei Yasuda is returning to Japan after being released by his abductors in Syria after 3 years in captivity. He said he's happy to go back to Japan. He said he hasn't spoken Japanese in 40 months. Yasuda walked into an immigration office in southern Turkey Tuesday. The circumstances surrounding his release are unclear, but a senior Japanese government spokesman said Qatar and Turkey negotiated his freedom. Yemeni officials said Wednesday the Saudi-led coalition has sent in reinforcements ahead of another offensive on the Houthi rebel-held port city of Hodeidah. Meanwhile, medical workers and residents Wednesday said several people were killed when an airstrike hit a factory south of the city. U.S. stocks fell sharply Wednesday with the benchmark Dow Jones Index shedding more than 600 points to close at 24,583, wiping out all of the year's gains. Peter Morrissey is a University of Maryland economist.
This quarter, profits are up great, and the quarterly reports would indicate stocks should continue to rise. But there's concern that after this quarter, profits will only grow at single-digit rates, which is perfectly reasonable. The Fed hasn't managed expectations very effectively about interest rates, and Donald Trump's comments about the Fed, while probably correct, are not helpful. There's a general sense that amateurs are in charge at the Fed.
But while sales of new U.S. single-family homes fell to a two-year low in September. At a campaign rally in Wisconsin, President Trump commented on the discovery of several suspected package bombs sent to Democratic Party officials, including former President Barack Obama and the CNN cable news network.
The federal government is conducting an aggressive investigation, and we will find those responsible, and we will bring them to justice, hopefully very quickly.
None of the packages detonated. There were no casualties, no claim of responsibility, and no motive. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak was charged Thursday with another 6 counts of criminal breach of trust, adding to nearly 3 dozen charges he faces for alleged money laundering and graft. He's pleaded not guilty. In North American baseball, the Boston Red Sox have taken a commanding 2-0 lead in the best-of-7 World Series, defeating the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.